I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest, and this is Business of Healthcare. Despite all the wrangling over what to do about the American healthcare system and the tremendous advances in medicine, for most people, medical care isn't the most important factor determining their overall well-being or life expectancy. It's public health. Of the 30-year increase in U.S. average life expectancy, only 5 years can be credited to advances in medical care. The 25 other years are credited to public health. Yet, less than 1% of Americans can define the mission of public health. Public health differs from medical care in two distinct ways. First, public health is aimed at prevention rather than the curative aspects of health. Second, it deals with collective population-level health, while medical care generally is individual. Public health measures have virtually eliminated the scourge of infectious disease in the United States through efforts to provide clean and fluoridated drinking water, better sanitation, and widespread immunization. It also has vastly improved environmental safety, family planning, and chronic disease management. Research has repeatedly shown that effective public health and disease prevention initiatives can reduce cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Despite widespread support for disease prevention, less than 5% of U.S. healthcare spending goes toward public health. And since public health activities primarily are carried out by state and local governments vying for scarce resources, it seems almost destined to be chronically underfunded unless more of us speak up about the value of public health. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.